The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's Friday. Yay. It is January 27th, 2023, 8:05 in the morning on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com, around the world, on platforms around the country. And thank you for listening as you do. General Keith Kellogg is kind enough to join us. He is a former executive secretary, a chief of staff of the United States National Security Council in the Donald Trump administration, and author of War by Other Means. General Kellogg, always just great to have you with us, sir. It's a privilege and appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me this morning on a great Friday. Appreciate it.
Well, General, you know, I've been thinking about these Abrams tanks going into Ukraine, and the Leopard tanks or Leopard, whatever they call those tanks coming in from Germany. Those, and then, we were chatting yesterday about it, General, and it seemed to be an assault weapon, offensive weapon. And now, all of a sudden, the red flags are up, and you're going like, "Well, wait a minute, are they going to now make that move?" As the rumor is that they're going to make a move to Crimea, and they're talking about Ukraine. Why the tanks in, General? Your military overview and your thoughts on the initiative of this, sir, please.
Yeah, Joe, it's a great question. You're right, it is an offensive weapon system. A tank is not a defensive system, doesn't do well in the defensive environment. And frankly, what's holding up the Ukrainians in any type of advance right now is the fact they don't have a combined arms capability. What I mean by combined arms, they don't have an ability right now until they get these tanks in. And you're right, they call it the Leopard or the Leopard. It's pronounced both ways. And the Abrams is you put the Abrams tank or tanks together with infantry fighting vehicles. We're talking about the Bradleys in the U.S. and then the Martyrs on the German side. And then you add that in with artillery. We call it the Paladin system, which is the self-propelled 155 system. And you add those three things together, and then you put in our heavy artillery and MLRS behind that. And it gives you a capability to fight combined arms. And that's one thing that has been missing in that entire fight that's happening in Ukraine. The Russians haven't done it, and they paid a terrible price for it. They probably lost around 150,000 dead. But the Ukrainians haven't been able to advance either very well. And I think what you're looking for is you're looking towards what I think is going to be a culminating fight sometime in the spring or summertime, where the Ukrainians will start an offensive and the Russians will start one as well. And then it's going to be one of those last man standing in the middle of the ring. The Ukrainians, by the way, and I was just over there. I came back after almost 2 weeks over there. They're not giving it. They're not going to negotiate. They want everything back. That includes Crimea that was lost to them in 2014. So I think you're going to see some rather significant fights happening. Now, saying that, I'm just shocked the fact that everybody says, well, there's 29 or 30 or 31 Abrams tanks going over there. That's only a battalion, Joe. That's not much. Yeah, you don't fight really. Well, as battalions, you actually need, if you're serious, if somebody's really serious about fighting, they need 3 to 6 times as many as that to get themselves going in a combined arms way. So they'll have a 1 brigade, 2 or 3 brigades or divisions worth to fight. Otherwise, it's just piecemeal. It sounds good. But again, it goes back to the policy that isn't there. You know, when Biden says, well, we're going to, as long as it takes, whatever it takes, that's a bumper sticker. It's not a policy. And I don't think he's done that. And he hasn't explained that to the American people. But I think the Russians this morning Putin came out and said, by us giving them tanks, that means we're into the game. We've been into the game for the last 10 months.
Yeah, well, that's a great point, General Kellogg. It's like, and it seems we are in a proxy war already. If not, I don't even know if it's a proxy war. It looks like we're at war with Russia. And now when we send the weapons in, and to Putin's point, as you just said, it looks like we're at war with Russia. And I fear what that it's just going to continue to escalate. Or do you think that Ukraine could shut this down sooner than later and come to some sort of settlement with Putin?
Well, I don't think, Joe, honestly, after talking to, when I was over there talking to pretty senior officials and people and soldiers on the lines, there's not going to be no negotiation on this. I am absolutely convinced. Unless they've just exhausted themselves fighting it out. And I think you're going to see something happen where Ukrainians will work really hard on a push forward. I give the Ukrainians, if that doesn't work, I give them a year. And what I mean by a year is if they go into an attrition fight, which, you know, they lose a man, Russians lose a man, that's a fight they can't win over the long term because the Russians have more stuff, more people. So they've got to come. They've got to, and I think they realize they've got to make this thing come to an end. And the reason why Putin's not negotiating, if Putin negotiates, then he's gone too. I mean, he realizes that. I mean, he started this war. It's an aggressive war by Russia. If he doesn't get anything out of this war, I think the oligarchs or other people in Russia will say, you know, it's time we put you on the sidelines or worse and put somebody new in charge. So I think it's you know, for him, he's got to win it. He's got to get something out of this fight. And he hasn't as of yet.
Yeah. And what are the sanctions? All these sanctions. Oh, we're going to shut down Putin and we're going to cut the energy. And meantime, they seem to be not even, you know, dinged by that in any regard, Russians, I mean. I mean, are the sanctions hurting Russia at all, sir?
No, not really, because they learned in 2014, after they took Crimea and everybody, you know, got excited about that, they prepared for this day quite well. They put a huge reserve in place, and they've got that, of course, they've got all this oil, which actually gives them reserve as well. And he's got some advantages, and it's not hurting him at all. So the sanctions didn't hurt. The sanctions, by the way, take an awful long time to bite, even if they do bite. And Trump knew that as well. We used to talk about it all the time. And so you hope that sanctions will make sane people realize this is not the way to go. But you're not dealing with somebody who thinks rationally like we do. I always say the comment, Joe, about you got to flip the lens over. You got to look at it from their eyes. What do they think about it? You know, we're saying, oh, the sanctions are going to hurt. Well, maybe they don't. Maybe it's not going to bother them at all. And I don't think it's bothered him at all. He's willing to use his reserve in gold and to basically continue this war.
This is such a vital chat, General Kellogg. We always appreciate it. And also, you and I talked about this, but you can't repeat this enough. When you're in the Trump administration, from a layman's point of view, Putin was afraid of Donald Trump, would not make a move with Donald Trump, with you guys in the White House, for crying out loud. He was afraid. That could have been stopped. This Ukrainian war could have been stopped. And then when it does unfold, now we see ISIS surfacing. And we applaud the U.S. military in Somalia for shutting down and going after that ISIS leader, General Kellogg. But really, all of a sudden now ISIS is coming back. And what's happening in Afghanistan, how they're treating women now, and with the way we just pulled out of Afghanistan. I mean, that poor understanding of geopolitical affairs just comes back to haunt us, and that is indicative of what this administration is. And like you said, but war by other means. War by other means, showing power, I'm alluding to your book, sir, showing power, correct me if I'm wrong, will put the bad guys at bay, to put it as plainly as I can, correct?
You know, that's absolutely right. And I mean, you have to show that, and you have to make the other side one. Doubt what you're doubt where you're resolute, yeah. How resolute you're going to be. And Trump did that. He would always put questions in the other person's mind, which was important because that forces the person to delay. And I really do believe, like you, that if we were still in the White House, this thing wouldn't have happened. It would have been handled a different way.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
And when you look at the terrorism piece with the SEAL Team 6 killing the ISIS leader in Somalia, the fact of the matter is, you know, we have all these balls in the air, and we have a very good special operations capability to go take out the terrorist leaders. But yeah, they're going to be around because terrorism has always been around. And it's almost like, okay, we've got these major events happening, not only terrorism, but you have Iran, you have North Korea, you also have in China, and you also have what's happening in Europe. In Ukraine's the second largest country in Europe, and it's the largest ground war we've seen since World War II. I mean, Joe, the losses are staggering. When you look at the Ukrainians, they probably lost maybe in the range of 100 dead, 100,000 troops. That's more than we lost in Vietnam over 8 years, and they've lost that in under a year. And the Russians are the same way. The Russians have probably lost 150,000, almost 200,000, lost frontline units, and they're going to keep fighting this out. So I looked and said, boy, people don't understand how you know, vicious this war is. But at the same time you say that, you have to be very, very balanced when you approach all of this. And you sit in the White House, and words do matter, and actions do matter. And again, what I said a minute ago is the fact that the President of the United States, Joe Biden, has said, well, as long as it takes whatever it takes, and as long as it takes, well, that's not a policy. And the other thing is, you've got to bring the American people with you. If the American people don't want any part of this, then you've got to either sell it to them or just disengage from what's happening. And he hasn't done that at all.
Yeah, and then correct me if I'm wrong here, too, because so many people, like we always talk about this, General Kellogg, and I always mention people are so against Zelensky because of the corruption. Now people are leaving his administration because of the corruption. We know Ukraine's corrupt, but how do you not show up and go up against Putin? Because if indeed we just let it happen, I guess this is what the people who don't like Ukraine, who don't want to give to Ukraine, don't like Putin. They want it just to happen. And you know best, General Kellogg, Putin goes right through NATO, does he not?
Yeah, he does. And you know, Zelensky's, you know, I give credit to Zelensky. Zelensky's only been there 3 years. It's a six-year presidential term. Yeah. And he's trying to clean up corruption. He knows there's corruption there. That's the reason he's the one who fired that Deputy Secretary of Defense and some of the others that he just got rid of. He knows he's got a problem. But they're slowly moving upwards. And they're moving on the oligarchs. They're moving on the corruption. They know they've got a problem. When I talk to the officials there, they acknowledge it. They also acknowledge the work, and at the same time, he's fighting a war. So, you know, trying to do, you know, he's truly, you know, walking and chewing bubblegum at the same time because he has to do it. And I give him credit for that. I mean, he knows it's not perfect, but he also knows he's got to win this fight. And I think we should sit back and say, look, he's not asking for a single U.S. soldier, Joe. And when I was over there, talked to him, nobody has said we need the U.S. troops or allied troops. All they're saying is give me the kit, give me the equipment, and I'll fight this out. And I don't think I don't see a problem with that at all.
And looking in Zelensky's eyes, sir, as you did one on one, you see an authentic individual who was fighting the fight and not there for any other reason.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the guy was he was not a politician at all. In fact, he was a comedy actor when he went in there, and then he's taken the seriousness has taken hold of him, and he's become a wartime leader. And the staff that's around him, and I saw a lot of his staff that was there and talked to him, is these people were not career bureaucrats. They're not oligarchs. He staffed himself with some pretty good people, and he knows that. But he's really adapted into the role, and I give him credit for that. I don't think any other Ukrainian leader could have pulled this off. And I don't think any other Ukrainian leader would have been able to bring the nation together. The guy before him, a guy named Poroshenko, couldn't have done it. And I don't see any leader that's coming later. So he's the key guy to holding it together.
General Kellogg, we'll let you go. You've been very gracious with your time. But I got to ask you, I always have a geek moment when I have such admiration for the United States military and your stellar service to this great country, sir. You're in the tank. My father told me once he was in a tank when he first went in to officer training school. They put him in a tank, and he said, man, on some of those tanks in the Second World War, you could jump creeks with those things. And then, you know, we're all going to Italy in October, from the radio station. We're all going on, and we're going to Messina. And I think about General Patton coming and landing in Messina, and it was tanks. It was the Third Army. Was that mostly tanks in the Second World War? And talk about an offensive weapon, and how powerful it was. And now that we talk about we're sending the Abrams tanks, I'm thinking that really Patton ran his Third Army with that mostly, correct?
Well, he did, but he added infantry. So that's one of the beauties of Patton. He fought it with tanks and infantry, and you got to keep them both together. The Russians haven't done that, and that's where. Would you look at what Patton did? He put together his infantry units and his armor units, and that's what today we call combined arms warfare. And he understood that very, very well. By the way, the Germans did too. That's kind of, we modeled ourselves a little bit out of the Germans when the term they used was Auftragstaktik, which a German word for basically mission type orders. And that's how we do business today. We give our troops and the leaders mission orders, go do this. You know, it's sort of like what Marshall did with Dwight D. Eisenhower when he said to him, you know, invade the continent of Europe and defeat the Axis powers. Well, that's a pretty wide, broad statement, but that's the mission he had. And I think when Patton did that, he was a brilliant tactician. He understood the power of combined arms. I mean, this is a guy who started off as a cavalry officer, riding horses. And he was able to adapt to it.
Well, great. General Kellogg, thanks so much. And again, thanks for your service, sir. Thanks for always sharing your expertise with us. We appreciate it more than we could tell you. Have a great weekend, and please come back soon, sir.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. General Keith Kellogg, right there, former Executive Secretary and Chief of Staff of the United States National Security Council in the Trump administration. By the way, the book, War by Other Means, is a great read. General Keith Kellogg. Joe on the radio. It is 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads out there checking out. You got big weekend plans, Deb, do you? Huh?
Football. I love the playoffs. Football. I will be going to probably by my parents on Sunday, or I'll be going to some friends. I don't know. I love football season. I love the playoffs. I'm going to be enjoying it. What about you? Jersey. Are you going to be running around?
Well, it's father-daughter weekend. Yes. So we'll be doing that today. And then I have the other children. You know, when you have a lot of kids like I do, it's like I don't have a personal life, but I love being with the kids. I love being a dad. It's what I love being most. So it's the kids all weekend long, you know. So
fabulous.
And one day I'll meet somebody, I guess, somewhere down the road. And
I have a feeling you meet quite a few ladies. It's just a matter of you trying to find some time for them.
There
that's
you
all.
Go. That's it. Okay.
That's it. It's all guilty about the timing.
Guilty as charged. Okay, here we go. Right. 20 after 8. Deb. Hi, Deb. Thanks, Deb.
Hi, Joe. You're a great father, by the way. Absolutely wonderful dad. I've seen that in action. You're amazing.
I love you for that. Thanks. And you're a great mom. How we doing?
Thank you. How
we doing traffic-wise?
Let's see what's happening, Joe. I'm seeing some volume here on the westbound belt. Still moving slowly, getting out toward Kennedy Airport. A lot of volume out of eastbound Gowanus up past Fort Hamilton Parkway and getting up toward the area of the Prospect. We're still seeing this major problem on 287 South, exit 35 into Morristown. It's an accident with injuries. Two lanes remain blocked over there. 21 North, busy up through Center Street in Newark, but they just cleaned up a collision. 440 southbound at the Garden State Parkway and Woodbridge, a crash. 71 southbound by Eaton Place in Eatontown. That's still closed with a down traffic signal from an earlier accident. Watch for delays on 9A North at Ryder Road, up in Ossining with a crash, that one involving a dump truck, and the Hutch northbound by North Street in Harrison. It's a collision, still being clear. Partly cloudy today, high of 42. Sunny tomorrow, high of 50. I'm Debbie Duhaime. This Total Traffic and Weather Report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka agrees with Gingrich.
We now have a president of the United States who, for all practical purposes, runs a criminal family. His two brothers, his son, and he personally profited from it.
It's a crime cartel, the Biden crime cartel. Yeah, he said it out loud. God bless you, Gingrich.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Okay, I'm so excited. Perillo Tours is starting their 78th year in business with vacations to Italy and now Hawaii, Spain, and Greece as well. Well, join me, join Jersey Joe, come on a special Perillo Tour to Italy. A lot of folks are already signing up, I see online. Steve Perillo and I have meticulously put together a very special Rome and Sicily customized tour. 3 nights in Rome, plenty of time to see the most important sites, and a private dinner performance by yours truly, and a special guest appearance by Steve Perillo himself. Oh, yes. Steve's great at the piano. You're going to love it. So next, we fly to Sicily for 3 nights in beautiful Taormina, and with special day trips along the coast, including Savoca and Forza d'Agro, for sites of actual filming events from iconic Godfather scenes. Also a wonderful wine tasting right at Mount Etna, and then on to Palermo for 3 additional nights before flying home. Ugh, it's going to be truly a once-in-a-lifetime trip. The tour dates are October 18th to October 28th. Call Perillo Tours at 800-431-1515. Janice is standing by and her great team. Any question you have, Janice will be happy to answer. 800-431-1515 or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Can I request Zamfir at the father-daughter dance tonight?
Just don't walk in with a samurai.
All the girls are there like, what is that? And I'll be going like, hey, it looks great.
Yeah, don't walk in with a samurai sword, though. It'll be fine.
Hi, kids. Let's listen for a second.
Yes.
Dad, please.
Half the kids. They're out. Some of the fathers are napping.
Stops the whole dance cold, you know.
I'd still be on the dance floor.
My 35th year high school reunion is this year, and we're going to be doing it probably in October. We actually have a meeting. We're getting together to discuss a few things. We are playing Zamfir at the reunion. There is no question that whatever DJ we hire is going to play this.
I got to check with Charlie because I know that the last time we were there, the DJ goes, Joe Piscopo, hey, man, how you doing? I'm a big fan. I go, thank you, man, how you doing? And he's playing his stuff, so I was going to crank up New Jersey, or something like that. But you know what? They're like elementary school kids up to eighth grade. I mean, it's going to be like, no, Dad, don't do it.
My mom embarrassed me once at a performance. I was in a play in high school, and she embarrassed me to no end. I mean, like, I was mortified.
Did she yell from the audience?
No. There was a scene where I had to go out in the audience searching for treasure. And as I'm walking past with a flashlight, I happen to walk past where my mother was sitting. And I knew where she was sitting. Her and my aunt were sitting there. And she whispers, but of course it's quiet, so the whisper is like a megaphone, right? And she whispers, did you brush your teeth? And everybody hears this. And my aunt immediately, of course, Italian aunt, turns to my mother and goes, Anna Marie, what's the matter with you? In a very loud voice. And now I got to go on stage and deliver a soliloquy. It was I just looked at my mother with daggers in my eyes like, thanks a lot.
I can remember. Anytime my parents ever came to a performance, it was always a disaster. Because back when I was at St. Thomas and I would have to do the Christmas concert every year, my mother would be making faces at me from the audience. And I couldn't even sing because I'd just be laughing and then I'd just be furious later. But I remember one of my last high school chorus concerts, there was a friend of mine who was in the choir with me who lived like around the block. So every now and again, we would give him a ride to the school. So I came home that day. I was very tired between school and the chorus concert later in the evening. So I went home and fell asleep.
Very rough.
So I get to the school and I'm wondering where my friend is. He's still not there after like 20 minutes. And then he arrives and he's not talking to me. And I'm like, what's wrong? He said, well, you were supposed to pick me up. I said, I was. I said, I didn't know. Apparently, he had called my parents when I was asleep and asked for a ride, and my mother forgot to pick the kid up.
Oh, my
so
God.
I'm standing on stage, and my mother's looking at me from the audience, and I'm doing everything I can not even to look at her. And she said, after the show, she said, I forgot I could see you wanted to
so
kill
you were,
me from the
you
stage.
Were, you were one person less on stage. Where
almost. It would have been that case. I felt terrible. And then my mother almost killed herself on the ice chasing after this kid to apologize.
My goodness.
I remember piano lessons in Glen Ridge, Mrs. Gimble. How do I remember these things? And Mom insisted I take piano lessons. God bless
my
mother.
The piano teacher.
She would keep beat on my shoulder with her fist, and it was painful.
Oh.
So she would
isn't
go
that
like
considered abuse.
Exactly. So,
oh, so she's Gimble, pounding your shoulder while you're playing.
And Johnny Vargo and Johnny Labadie and the guys, Kenny Russo, they'd all be
what
out
about
there playing.
Felsenfels? What
playing
happened
playing baseball? No, that was high school. That was high school. So they're all playing baseball, and I'm taking piano lessons. So now they have the recital, and it's in Glen Ridge, and they have the recital, and I remember. If I was in third grade, I guess. Why do I remember this? And this was the first where we were playing something that had something to do with it was a Mexican theme, and it had a donkey and a sombrero, probably very racist at the time.
Before Herb Alpert. Oh, boy.
Now it would be racist. Yes. It would be like protest. But we did it back then. So now we had a fake donkey out there, you know. When you think of Mexicans,
you got this going.
Wait. So now the donkey's out there. Now we do the sketch and it works. The sketch, whatever it is, it works. It works.
You're in third grade.
Hey, we killed it. We crushed
got
it.
A fake
I'm thinking third grade. We crushed it. It was great. Listen, full house. And then Mrs. Gimble goes like this. She goes like this. She goes, oh, we forgot the donkey. So now I go, where's the donkey? She goes, the donkey's still out on stage. So that, and then the next sketch had to come on, you know?
But
so
was it a kid or an actual
no,
donkey?
No. No, there was not a child playing a donkey. Okay.
So
that
there was an actual donkey out there.
No, it was like a cutout donkey.
Oh, okay. Got
a
it.
Wood donkey. And I go out. And listen, I go, I'll get it. I'm in third grade. And I got my sombrero on. And I walk out and I go to the donkey and I do. No, hold on. And I do it with the Italian. I do my hands with the Italians. And I go, hey, what are you doing? That's exactly what I said. The place cracks up like the full house laughed. And that sucked me into trying to do comedy from that day on. I did the, what are you doing with the donkey? I took the donkey out.
Come on. Let's go, Dominic.
You Godfather 3. Make that donkey sound. Good.
It's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing.
We all did it. We all did them. Those things, right?
But isn't it funny, like, as a parent, you're trying not. Like, my mom had no filter whatsoever.
That's hysterical. That
but,
is
But
hysterical.
She had no filter. Like, Mom, don't you see, like, this light's shining? Like, what?
Your mother's name was Anna Marie.
That's correct.
That's why you went to that island. You did. It was pretty
I said that.
I know you touched on it, but it hit home now. And it hit home. And now
it only took 2 days.
All the gumada. It took me a week. I got it now. Anna Marie, with your mother's name. Oh, that's so sweet. And I was making all the gumada jokes.
Thank you. No, but it's all right.
Did your gumad like Anna Marie Island?
She loved it.
See, if my mother's name was Galapagos, I wouldn't be so eager to make the trip. Thankfully, it's Rose, so I don't have those problems.
Easter Island. I mean,
you can't tell it's Friday, can you? All right.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, look at this.
I'm glad that it only took you 2 days to get the point of why I went away.
That's good.
A little worried.
It's time for the news. Look at that. Look at the time. Oh, we still got a couple hours to go. Oh, this is going to be good. All right. It's 8:33. Al is on in the newsroom. In the news.
He's on Gumada Island with the donkey. Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Jingity-jing.
Mm-hmm. It was Dominic the donkey. Okay, that was my line. I blew it. Hey, Dominic, what are you doing? I should have said, hey, Dominic, what are you doing to the donkey?
Should have never went into show business. I mean, my God. Dang, you didn't.
Look at this.
Wait a second. Before we go to news, CBS Mornings is showing right now the most handsome man in the world has been revealed.
It's not
the guy who was in the lobby at 111 Broadway. I'm sorry.
It wasn't your guy.
It was not my guy.
It was Vinny Viola's guy.
Right.
All right.
It was not my guy.
Who a guy? What guy?
He's showing
guy?
Chris Hemsworth, the guy who was in the Rocky Balboa movies, the new ones. Who's it? Jordan? Something Jordan, yeah. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, no, he's a good-looking kid. All right.
Yeah, like I remember.
I mean, but like we know. Like we know.
Like, yeah, but what if I'm wrong? But what do I know?
Beauty is subjective.
Right. That's so true. 8:34, Joey on the radio with Joe Sebelia, Debbie Duhame, Al Gattulo in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 and sunny at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. There's a new push to make the New York City subway system safer. Mayor Eric Adams will join Governor Kathy Hochul to announce plans to bring down subway crime at 10 this morning. Subway crime rose 30% last year compared to the previous year. Ridership did grow last year compared to during the first 2 years of the pandemic. There is state money that will soon be available to address infrastructure needs at schools throughout New Jersey. Governor Murphy's administration setting aside $350 million for high-priority capital projects. That includes heating and cooling systems, playgrounds, classroom renovation, and technology upgrades. Starting next week, school districts can apply to the state to receive at least 40% of eligible project costs. In sports, it was the Knicks over the Celtics in overtime, 120-117. Pistons beat the Nets 130-122, while the Predators, they skated past the Devils in Nashville by the final of 6-4. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. We're going to head to 287. Major problems continue on 287 southbound. Bumper-to-bumper traffic heading down toward exit 35 in Morristown. It's an accident with injuries. Two lanes remain blocked over there. It's busy on 440 south at the Garden State Parkway and Woodbridge with a collision. Let's go over to the Hutch North at North Street up in Harrison. A collision taking the left lane. 9A is still busy northbound at Ryder Road getting into Ossining. Accident involving a dump truck. Crews are still at the scene. Inbound GWB about 30 minutes into town. Lincoln looks okay. Holland about 10 to 15. Still seeing delays on the westbound belt getting out toward Kennedy Airport. Stop and go traffic on the LIE westbound right at the BQE. It's an accident blocking one lane. Checking in on the forecast. Partly cloudy today. High of 42. Tomorrow sunny with a high going up to 50 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Capital One. With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling about Tunnel to Towers Foundation, delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's heroes and their our greatest heroes have made for us. I tell you about Mario Nelson, and that really brings it home when you hear about Mario after 9/11 with the recovery efforts at Ground Zero. He was right there, and that experience motivated him to enlist in the United States Army, right? Well, he deployed to Iraq and was 2 months away from coming home when he was killed in action, and he was only 26 years young. Left behind a wife and a young daughter. Well, thanks to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, his wife and daughter received a mortgage-free home. Your kindness, your generosity brought them financial stability and peace of mind when they needed it most. And that's what the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is all about, helping out folks who are lost in battle for our freedoms, leaving children behind. And then the catastrophically injured we tell you about. And then the homeless veterans, that where Tunnel to Towers is building homes for the homeless veterans. It's just a magnificent organization. When you give $11 a month, just $11 a month, it goes, virtually all of it goes right back into the foundation to help out the heroes that protect us every single day, life and limb. Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org, please. It's $11 a month is all we ask. T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Marcia in Maryland. Marcia. She had leg pain for years. You know how painful that could be, the leg pain, right? So she heard about Relief Factor where? Hello, on the radio. Thank you. She heard, Marcia heard about Relief Factor on the radio, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, decided to give it a try, even though she had her doubts about it working, like we all did. It's like, how could you stop my pain, right? Well, great news, it did work. It did work. Marcia feels like a new person, and we feel that you will feel the same way. If you try Relief Factor with a 3-week quick start, you order it, go to relieffactor.com, you call 800, the number 4, the word relief. And then you have that beautiful light green, light blue package comes to the home. You're going to go, whoa, look at this. And this is what Joe's been talking about. You try it. Give yourself 3 weeks, 3-week quick starts, only $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. I think we can. You can call 800, the number 4, the word relief. Or again, please, relieffactor.com.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. So I retweeted that picture from Stacy online. She a great graphic artist. Great. Did you see? Is that not too severe, Al, that whole thing?
No, it's funny.
It's funny. It's a fake a magazine. It's called Joe Muscle. Stacy and her husband, there are a couple out in the West Coast that listen every morning, and we appreciate that very much. But she put it, the different things that would be in like a Joe Muscle magazine, free arrabbiata recipe inside, lifting with Sinatra. That's my favorite. Jersey Joe tells all. Seb Gorka, Relief Factor just works. I love that. This is great. Shatner, does your bleep sag, you know? So we appreciate that, and a shout-out to our friends out on the West Coast. Hey, Joe, on the radio with Joe Borelli in New York City. Councilman, welcome back to the show. Joe, always awesome to have you with us, my friend.
Good morning. How are we all doing?
Good. You know what? We're a little goofy this morning. It's Friday, but again, the issues of the day are the state of the city address by Mayor Adams. You got to go to those things, Joe, right? You can't watch it remotely like at home. You have to actually go to City Hall and watch that thing. Is that right?
Look, some members do watch from home, and that's fine. But if you want to be a player at City Hall, you got to be where the players hang out, and you got to be in the audience, and you got to be using these opportunities to schmooze backslap and all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's good. Tell us about what did Mayor Adams hit on anything that about the crime, about the all the businesses that are just not coming back to New York with all that vacant office space in Wall Street? Did he address any of these issues, Joe?
He did, and he actually said something about Midtown Manhattan that's quite contradictory to what a lot of people are talking about. So on one hand, he said, you know, Midtown is so empty that we need to convert these office buildings into residential buildings. We need people to come back to Midtown. We're going to rezone it. We need it. And on the flip side, you have government policy saying that Midtown is so crowded, there's so many people, it's too jammed, that we actually need congestion pricing to charge more people to access it. So it's kind of at cross purposes. I'll tell you what I was happy to hear. I was happy to hear him stand up in front of the governor, in front of state legislators, in front of all these woke liberal activist groups and nonprofits who were sitting in the audience, and to address the giant elephant in the room, which is that a small percentage of career criminals are responsible for almost all the crime in New York City, and those people need to be put in jail. We're not talking about the petty thieves. I mean, look, shoplifting is an issue in and of itself, but we're not talking about people who are stealing. We're not talking about people who are drug addicts and stuff like that. We're talking about people who commit violent crimes every single day and night. When they wake up this morning, because I'm sure they're sleeping late, when they wake up this morning, their purpose will be, how do I basically rid the world of my gang enemies with my gun? Those are the people that we really need a cooperation from our NYPD and our prosecutors, and really the state legislature, who has to change the laws on raise the age and bail reform.
Joe, you get it. You always get it. You got it from day one, Joe. And you're a young guy doing great things in New York City. We appreciate that more than we could tell you. And then we see Eric Adams, and we always say he has the ability and the star swagger to accomplish a lot. But it's, I guess you got to go to the governor's mansion and Governor Hochul, because she has the ability to fire some of these district attorneys. She has, as Lee Zeldin said, throughout all of his great campaign running for governor. That's what he said. So was Hochul there, just to be clear? Hochul was there watching Mayor Adams yesterday.
She was there sitting smack in front of me. She got shout out 14 times for some of the things she's doing that the mayor agrees with. Yeah, I mean, she certainly does have the power to do that, but politics is a feisty date to the dance. So she won because primarily the people of Manhattan actually came out supercharged and voted for her. I can't see her angering the Manhattan Democratic Party by ever firing Alvin Bragg. Who also, by the way, was sitting smack dab in front of me as well.
Wow.
So I can't see and by the way, he's masked up like he's 2020 all over again. Probably the only person there, you know, masked up. I like a lot of my colleagues that I really disagree with personally, and I get along with them. But yeah, like someone who's dressed up in their mask and all this stuff, I just cannot get past that. But I digress.
You know what, though? But Bragg, and I'm not going to go there. I want to go there, but I'm not going to make it personal because I don't understand that this is the problem, Joe. You get it, and we love you for that. We get it. Every single person kind enough to listen to us this morning, as they do every morning. There's more and more every single day. They get it. We get it. We know how to stop the crime in New York, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in New Orleans. We know how to do it. And you hear it on the news. You watch the news, and they'll say, you can follow the line of how criminals are being, there's no consequences, they're let back out on the street. Adams, the mayor of New York, is saying it. How frustrating. Yeah. And it must be more frustrating for you, because you're trying to tell them, look, we could do this, and why won't this Democrat, and by the way, I don't want to make this political, but I will, because it's all Democrats that are running these big cities, and every single one of them are ruining these huge cities. What is the impetus? Why do they allow these criminals?
We've had unchecked one party rule in the city and state now for over a decade, and the reality is that it has not worked out for the better. Look at the issue going on in Staten Island right now, as it is, by the way, in New Jersey and a lot of other places.
Yeah.
The random car door opening thugs.
Yes.
You know, the people that go around opening your car door, stealing your change, stealing your sunglasses, your cell phones, whatever. Because no one ever gave them any consequence, these same people, these same packs of folks, have now graduated to car thefts. And now we're seeing that the car thefts aren't even that much. We're seeing some of these people, when they get access to keys to your house and things like that, they're actually taking the steps to break into people's homes. All this really could have been nipped in the butt if we said, if you get caught stealing from a car, okay, one time, you're a punk kid, I get it. But if you get caught stealing from a car multiple times, there has to be some consequences. These people got used to the fact that they can act with impunity on our local streets. And even though the police do make arrests, they don't face actual consequences. And the sad reality is, the volume of crimes like this, these low-level, you know, car break-ins, is so high now, it is triple what it was 3 years ago, that even if we put hundreds of more cops in each precinct, they're never going to be able to solve all of these crimes. What we need to do is start making examples out of the people we arrest, but we can't because of the dumb raise the age law and the dumb bail reform law, which takes any sense of discretion and common sense out of the judges' and jury's hands.
Joe Borelli speaking the truth. He's the minority leader of the New York City Council. You know, it's interesting when you talk about Jersey, and we talked about Mayor Tony Perry from Middletown, who's been on the show now.
Tony Perry is a hero. I don't know him from Adam, Joe. Let me tell you, next time I fill in for you, Joe Sebelia, mark it down. I want to talk to this guy on the air in private. I'm going to the place in Red Bank on Monday night, Lamont Royal. It's an exclusive member of club. And Cigar Lounge. So if Tony Perry hears the sound of my voice, I will be in his area on Monday night. Meet me at Le Mont Royale. That goes for Declan O'Scanlan as well, another guy who's a friend of this show and a great Monmouth County representative. Yeah. So I would love to meet them and talk about their problems.
And we'll get you to my dear friend, Sheriff Sean Golden, doing a great job. And matter of fact, Sheriff Golden, warned us on this program, Joe Borelli, to your point, about this oncoming onslaught of crime, to be careful. Watch out for it. And boom, it's in beautiful Monmouth County, New Jersey now. And it's the people that are running out. And we work so hard in the inner cities, and we turned it around. In Newark, we turned it around in Camden, and I was just a small foot soldier, but we turned it around. Now, because of all these laws that you just said that they neglect, the gangs are now sending their soldiers into these suburbs, and now it gives us a taste of what's happening in the inner cities every day. And these Democrats, and forgive me for pinpointing the Democrats, of which I was one for most of my life. I was a proud Blue Dog Democrat. But now the Democrats, they're letting these people run rampant. Joe Borelli, you got to go in. You got to run for, you're going to run for mayor. I know they want you to be a congressman. I know that. And they were looking out to you because you're a superstar on the rise. Maybe it's time you make that run for mayor, Joe Borelli. You're Italian. You get it. And what are you thinking, Joey, huh? Would you do that?
Joe, I'm hoping Phil Boyce over there listening right now gives me a travel documentary show or something like that. If somebody wants to help me, let me do a travel documentary. I'll run the Piscopo Tony Perillo tours every year, whatever we need. But, you know, that's what I want to do. If you think I'm talented, hire me for travel writing.
Joe, we appreciate you. It does a great job. Joe Borelli is a regular host of when I'm out there working the live shows. Councilman, we appreciate it. Keep the fight, Joe. Great chat, as always. We love you. Love to you and your family, my friend. Joe Borelli. There he goes. Right there. Joe Borelli. Great kid. Great kid. A young kid. Gets it from Staten Island, of course. 8:51, Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Deb, how we doing out there this morning on a Friday?
Oh, we've got issues, that's for sure. Good morning, Joe. The LIE westbound right by the BQE. It's an accident being cleared, so definitely watch for that this morning. We're still seeing traffic as you head over to the westbound belt out by Kennedy Airport. Eastbound side of the Gowanus heavy through the Prospect. Stop-and-go traffic still on 287 South exit 35 into Morristown. An accident investigation now. Two lanes blocked. 71 is closed southbound by Eaton Place in Eatontown. It's all due to a down traffic signal. The northbound side was reopened over there. 440 southbound right at the Garden State Parkway. A collision. The Hutch North at North Street into Harrison, a crash. And 9A North at Ryder Road into Ossining. It looks like an accident in the right lane. Partly cloudy today, high of 42. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 50. I'm Debbie Duhaime. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Make sure to tune in this and every Saturday at noon to hear the lead guy, Nick DeMauro, Executive Director and CEO of LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, speak with experts, educators, and law enforcement about important issues affecting you and your children. Catch the new show, Battling Drugs and Violence, with the lead guy on AM 970 The Answer. For topical information and insights from experts waging the battle against drugs and violence in your community.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Syracuse looks for its second win this season against Virginia Tech, visiting the Hokies Saturday night. We're live from Blacksburg with Orange pregame at 6:30, tip-off 7 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Are you fed up with hair loss or weak, brittle hair? Invite Health would like to introduce you to Hair Enhance HX. This powerful bioactive formula targets the root causes of hair loss, like stress, hormone imbalance, and nutritional deficiencies, packed with clinically studied nutrients shown to increase hair strength and growth. Formulated to target male and female pattern hair loss, with amino acids to strengthen hair and promote new hair growth, this comprehensive formula addresses the multiple causes of weak, brittle, and lackluster hair. Take advantage of this limited-time offer by one bottle of Hair Enhance HX as suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Or go to invitehealth.com and use promo code HAIR. Are you ready to get to the root cause and finally see and feel a difference? Call now, 800-673-2345 for Hair Enhance HX.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. How are you? I'm telling you about Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman, a fabulous show right here. Dottie Herman is a living legend, you know. She's a young gal, but she's a living legend. And she comes from Douglas Elliman. So she knows what she's talking about when she's talking about real estate. And you know what? I wouldn't even know what to do. If I was a company and I wouldn't know, do you move to New York? Do you get New York? With all this open, you know, offices all over now in New York, as we were just talking about with Councilman Borelli, you know, with what's going on. Are you getting a break? You're not going to know that. What if you want to rent? You're going to go to New York. Are you going to go to New York? And yet they keep saying, you know, You know, New York isn't coming back really from the pandemic, real estate wise. Who knows best? Dottie Herman knows best. Do you know best? I don't know. Do you rent? Do you buy? Do you go to Jersey? You know, you could go out to Jersey with the rest of us, maybe. Dottie Herman has a show, and it's Eye on Real Estate, and it's on Saturday morning. So on your way out to check out the property, I always suggest you at 10 o'clock in the morning, you could go in your car, listen to AM 970, or carry your radio on. Everybody should go online to AM970TheAnswer.com Saturday mornings and listen to Dottie Herman on Real Estate. She knows what's going on. All the things I just talked about that are so confusing. You know, in the boondocks, it's like you don't know. There was some days the market's great. The next day, oh, you can't touch that property. And you don't know. Dottie Herman knows it all. And she reports it handily right here on AM 970, The Answer, every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Tune in to Dottie Herman, Eye on Real Estate. It's Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let's see what you got for the weekend. Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, how are we doing weather-wise this weekend?
We're doing pretty good still. It's a little bit sunny, a little bit cloudy, depending on where you're at. Central and eastern Long Island showing those blue skies. Inward into the inland parts of Jersey, still a little bit of cloud cover there. Temperatures for the afternoon, Joe, 43, then tonight, 34 degrees. As we get to the weekend, we'll warm up to 48 and 50, both for tomorrow and Sunday, partly cloudy and dry at first on Saturday, and then some light rain showers expected on Sunday. We're going to call them pesky showers because that's all they are. We're going to see a temperature around 50 degrees. Yeah, I know, right? I come up with these terms, you know?
Pesky is a good word. Pesky is pesky. It's not used enough. Another word that's not used enough is the word irk. That irks me.
That irks me.
You don't hear that a lot.
Oh, my God. Yes.
See, irk is a good word. Pesky and irk. Good word. Anyway, so we have pesky showers coming up when? Later next week, I guess, right?
Yeah, we have another round coming up later in the week, but the first round comes Sunday afternoon.
Okay, great. I like being pesky, and I like to irk people. Thank you, Jeff.
You are sometimes.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Jeff Nordine. Hey, you know, don't want to lose sight that it is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. And it reminds me when my son Joey and I were in the Holy Land in Israel, went to Yad Vashem, to the Holocaust Museum. Never, ever forget. Never forget. And sometimes in school, we are not taught things that we should be taught about. And the Holocaust is something that you should never forget. Joe on the radio, Mark Morgan's coming up. We're going to talk about the border. Mamma mia, what's going on at the border? It just gets worse and worse. I don't know that they're going to fix it. Let's see what Mark Morgan has to say about it. And Dr. Ben Carson, one of the most decent gentlemen that you will ever meet on this planet. And he is the chairman of the American Cornerstone Institute. We're going to talk about free speech under attack in California. And where else? In New Jersey. Oh, yeah. And we're coming right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.